Now let's listen. Though I speak in the tongues of men and of angels and have no love, I am become a clanging brass or a clashing cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I sell all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it avails me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love makes no parade, is not puffed up, is not rude, nor selfish, nor easily provoked. Love bears no malice, never rejoices over wrongdoing, but rejoices when the truth rejoices. It knows how to be silent. It is trustful, hopeful, patient, enduring. Love never fails, but though there are prophecies, they will fail. Though there are tongues, they will cease. Though there is knowledge, it will be superseded. For our knowing is imperfect, but our prophesying is imperfect. When the perfect is come, then the imperfect will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, felt like a child, thought like a child. Now that I am become a man, I have done with childish things. For now we see as in a mirror and are baffled, but then face to face. Now I know in fragments, but then shall I understand even as I also have been understood. Faith, hope, love, endure. These three, the greatest of these is love. Our Father in heaven, how grateful we are for the joys and blessings each day brings to us. How we thank thee for this message that has been brought to us tonight in this production. How well it was done and how well it was presented. It has caused us to do some deep thinking. How grateful we are that thou didst love us so much, that thou didst send thy Son into the world, and through all these sufferings that he went through just for us. How can we ever thank thee? Help us to follow the footsteps of our Master. Help us to hold the nail-scarred hand and let him lead us down life's pathway ere we stumble. Dear Father, we'd ask that thou would be with each home represented here. We'd ask that thou would be with the guests who are traveling this way for this next conference. May their journey be safe. And as we make preparation for their coming tomorrow, help us to do our very best in every way. Let us not be weary in well-doing. We thank thee for the privilege of service and the many opportunities we have to witness to those that come this way. Dear Father, we'd ask that thou would go with us now during the remaining part of the activities that we'll have this evening. Give us the rest that we need in order that we might do that which would please and honor thee on the morrow. And we'd ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Love lifted even me. Love.